Yeah, 6 months is an important benchmark, half year since the war has started. And even if the government has claimed that the war is over in November after capturing the town of Mekelle, the city of Mekelle, the war is still going on, and the impact of the conflict is also really felt. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced, humanitarian access is seriously restricted. So we want to use this opportunity to highlight the dire human rights and humanitarian impact of the conflict. There are more than a million people who are in need of humanitarian assistance. The human rights impact is still there. We have seen crimes that might amount to crimes against humanity, which are not yet fully investigated. So we want to use this opportunity to highlight the importance and lack of proper response by the international community.
Now, just in the last couple weeks, the UN Security Council made its first statements about the crisis in Tigray, but it sounds like you don't think that statement was enough.
Yeah, that statement was encouraging, even though it came very late after the conflict has started. The Security Council was engaged on the matter starting from November, but they were not able to make this kind of joint consensus statement about the situation. It took them more than 5 months to come up with that such a statement. But in addition, we are not even yet sure if they are going to continue being engaged with the situation. There was no commitment from the Security Council. They didn't make any clear statement how they are going to react to the situation, especially about the human rights situation. So they have not come up with any concrete plan how they are going to react to the conflict.
And why do you think the international community has been slow to act and hasn't acted very strongly given the scale of the conflict?
Well, there are so many theories why that the international community and including the regional institutions like the African Union were not very strong about the situation. One is that the Ethiopian diplomatic leverage in these platforms, in these bodies of the regional and international organizations like the Security Council and the African Union. But we don't think that human rights and humanitarian situation should be subjected to political leverage or diplomatic threats. Instead, the Security Council should have been categorical at the beginning, including the AU, the African Union, and they should have spoken in unison starting from the beginning. So we still demand that the Security Council to stay engaged with the situation, to have a public dialogue and session on the situation, and they need to come up with a concrete plan how they are going to react to the situation.
Now let's look at some of the alleged atrocities. Can you go into what's taken place and also who is believed responsible?
I have to start saying that this is a very complicated war where there are so many actors, including the Eritrean forces, forces from the Amhara region, mainly the special police of Amhara region, and also militants called FANO. There is also the Ethiopian National Defense Force and the TPLF forces. We have seen a number of allegations implicating all the actors. In Western Tigray, forces loyal to TPLF in Maikarra, civilians being targeted and reprisal attacks against Tigrayans later after Maikarra was taken over. Amhara forces killing the Tigrayans in many places in Western Tigray. In Aksum, we have seen joint operations that have targeted civilians that might amount to war crimes. In Aksum, we have documented a massacre committed by Eritrean forces in November 2020. And also we have seen shellings at civilian institutions and neighborhoods that might amount to war crimes. So there is a lot of evidence about these violations, including sexual violence in Tigray. But the information we have is the tip of the iceberg, even if it is very grim.
You say this is the tip of the iceberg, and Amnesty's statement today says that you've been unable to access Tigray. Why is that? What's preventing your teams from reaching the affected areas to investigate beyond the tip of the iceberg?
Yes, in December, we asked the Ethiopian government, we wrote a letter asking for access, and we said that we want to deploy these people, our staff, to conduct investigations in the context of the conflict. We have not yet received that any response from the government. We have followed up with the embassy in Kenya. We have followed up with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Addis. and they have not yet given us any direct answer about that request for permission. Now, recently, we have renewed our request. We sent a letter to the government, and we are still waiting for their response.